be forgiven and live a life for the Lord. Just like all sins can be forgiven. But I think we might have misunderstood the context of the question, and the thought was, can one be a practicing homosexual? And the answer, I want to answer that with scripture. I want to answer that from 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. And it says, and now children, abide in him. This is 1 John 2, 28. And now children, abide in him. Stay close to him. Walk near him. Feed upon him. There's a thought here. That when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If, or since, you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Now there are about seven different places in 1 John that say, that uses the term born of God. And seven different distinguishing marks of a Christian that proves that we've been born of God. And one of them, and the first one here that we see, is practices righteousness. Now, John is writing in absolutes, and he's saying that you cannot continue habitually in sin and then say that you're born of God. It's inconsistent. It doesn't mean that you can't fall into sin. It doesn't mean that you can't get tripped up into sin. It doesn't mean that you can't commit sin, because in the first chapter of John, he says if any man says that he doesn't sin, he's a liar. So it's not saying that we can't sin, any type of sin, but he's saying if you habitually live in sin and say you're a Christian, it's not consistent. And if I habitually live in sin, no matter what type of sin it is, then you have every right to question whether or not I am a believer, whether or not I am a true believer. And so, just to answer this question, then we're going to move on to other questions. But I just wanted to clarify that, because I'm the one that answered it so quickly. So, yes, a person can be forgiven. But if you continue habitually in that practice, in any practice of sin, then we have to question whether or not we are truly born of God. Let's move on.
Please allow me one quick addition there to say that this is not the same as habitually struggling with the same sin. Habitually feeling the temptation to the same sin is not the same as living a life of sin and not caring about it. The spirit struggles against the flesh. The spirit strives against the flesh in James 4. And if you sense that struggle, even if you feel that you succumb to that far more than you would wish, you wish you could overcome that struggle. But that's a different situation again than what we've been describing.